Blog Talk Radio.
Wild, Jan, Chris, and Angie, and we're getting a wild topic tonight to talk about romance. And so we'll talk a little bit about that, and then we're going to take some calls. And we want to first, kind of express, you know, talk a little bit about romantic love. As I went over today and went through a lot of the stuff I was reading, everything just seemed all. I was looking at the four different kinds of love: agape and the eros and the phileo and the storge, and they just all seem to kind of want to blend together in certain aspects of the romantic love. But I'm going to go ahead and just hand it right over to Jan, let her talk about it and her feelings on it, and then she'll give it to Angie, and then I'll talk, and then we can take some questions. So, Jan, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready. Thanks, Chris. Yes, yeah. I do. I guess I will just start off with a poem, and it's a short one. It's a Valentine's Day poem. And it goes, along with candy and flowers, there is sweetness so refined. Infatuated love sometimes sours. True love endures in heart and mind. It's a gift to experience love at any time, though, no matter how long it may last. Valentine's Day is a reminder of love for all of us now and those who have passed. So that was that one. And so what I wanted to say about romantic love was... how important It really is to have in the whole movement of love, I guess you could say movement. But it's such a powerful experience, romantic love, because it's kind of like the beginning of the love between two people and how they're going to go about a relationship, et cetera. And it's just, it's like so exciting in the very beginning of starting out a relationship. And hopefully people can be friends first, but sometimes the friendship and the romantic love come hand in hand. They go at the same time, which is fine too. It just depends on how it works out for you. But I was reading a bunch of stuff too, and I saw some of the stuff you were talking about, Chris. But it was saying that romantic love is such a powerful way to express our capacity to love and to be loved. And it's a source of pleasure and inspiration. Romantic love is a blessing of life. It confirms our lovable and capable nature. It's the sanctuary of a source of nourishment and energy for us, too. Sometimes romantic love is only the point of certainty and the only thing that is solid and real in chaos. And I totally get that. I love, that's my favorite part of this whole thing, reading this, is that, because sometimes it just really is the only thing that other than unconditional love, which is like spiritual love or love from God, which is unconditional, but romantic love can be such a beautiful experience, and it can just take away so much chaos and so much negativity. It just smooths the path of anything that's coming your way, is what I see about romantic love. And romantic love can be with people who've been together for years, you know. It doesn't always have to be in the beginning of a relationship, even though that's mostly when we experience the height of it. But romantic love stays and it continues in long-term relationships too. And that can be just going out to lunch or someone giving you, your partner giving you a really nice card. That is just, to me, one of the most romantic things one can do. I send cards to all my friends, and I feel I kind of have not to sound weird or anything, but I try to keep a love going with my friends, or by sending cards. Sometimes we don't have time to talk, but a card can really just say a lot in a few words. And anyway, romantic love is, to me, just, it's such a powerful thing to have and to continue to have, and try to keep it going as much as you can. Not 24 hours a day or all the time, but, you know, it's here and there when you can. It's so healing and so refreshing, and it just makes you feel young and makes you feel alive. And I just really love romantic love. Anyway, I guess I never want it to end, but, you know, you can't always feel that high all the time, but you can feel it. You can still feel it in small things, you know. Just even a smile, smiling at someone or saying something kind to somebody, it kind of just brightens up your day, and it just kind of brings out that whole feeling of feeling good. And I know that sounds weird, like how does that relate to romance, but with your partner especially, you know, is what I'm talking about, and with your friends and stuff. Anyway, I'm going to hand it to Angie and let you take over, see what you think.
Dan, your poem was beautiful. I really enjoyed it. Well, I do.
Yes.
I'm not good with words. So that was wonderful. When I think of romantic love, you know, and I think of that really deep connection that you get. You feel it. You feel it in your soul, you feel it in your, you know, your body, like down to your toes, and it's just there. And no matter, like, how upset you get at that person, you know, it doesn't go away. It doesn't, you don't stay mad, you don't, you know what I mean? There's always a way to work it out. It's a huge difference between, you know, infatuation, love.
Yeah.
People are so in love with the idea of love that sometimes I think we can, I mean, and it's true. It is true. We are in love with the idea of love. And I think we sometimes mix up that soul connection or that, you know, that deep romantic love with infatuation love.
Yep.
And it's, I think it is so easy to do, though. But you know when you find that romantic love, and you know, just you can feel it in your bones. It's there. It's that connection. It's that, you know, that beauty in just the simplest little things, I think.
Yes.
I guess that's
I
the
agree.
Way that, I mean, that's the way that I
Angie, that's so beautiful. I totally agree with you.
and you do feel that spark. You do that, but it's not, I mean, I think for deep romantic love or something like that, you have to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just going to magically be there and that's all it's going to be. You've got to work to keep that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. It's so true.
And it gets deeper, you know? I think it does.
Mm-hmm. I do, too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Because it's really simple to say, you know what, I really love that person the next day. He didn't take out my trash, and I don't love him no more.
Yeah.
That I want to help. I want to work. I want to feel.
Yeah.
Chris,
okay.
Do you want to add to that?
Sure. I'll go on for a few minutes. I could, I'll get on the left side of my brain here for just a few seconds before I go. You guys know how I like to talk about quantum physics and stuff, but it's like you get, we all have these energy fields around us, and you step into someone's energy field and get entangled with it. And it's like you start seeing, you see stars and sparkles and stuff, and your body starts going crazy and getting electric. And that is that kind of Eros type of love. And, but that does not, I agree with both of y'all. That does not last. It takes work to, because you really, that will happen, but you really don't know the other person. So you have to kind of shift into that, that philia love, that friendship love of, becoming the person's friend. And you begin to move into this place where you start listening and observing, and you are listening to the other person for the things that that make them really feel loved. And this is where the concept of soulmate comes in. You know, finding someone that's your soulmate that can nurture you and kind of bring you into that space of feeling that, keeping that Eros alive, really. I was listening to Jan, and really it can, and you're right, it can go either way. You can feel the Eros first and then become friends, or you can become friends first and then feel, and then build into that other part. That's the way I normally go, because the other way is so, you know, you just don't know, you know, and I'm looking for someone I can have like a spiritual love with, you know, so I even drift a little bit more into a tantric kind of type thing at times, you know, looking into their eyes, trying to getting with them and talking with them and trying to, you know, and train with them and become one with them in a sense where we can, we're both enlightening each other. And when you get into that friendship, you really start paying attention, you'll move into a space where you were talking about, Jan, of, you know, giving people cards. Yeah, everybody has their own, you know, if you pay attention, the other person will tell you the things that are, you know, make them feel loved and that, you know, and you can watch that and give them that gift of love, and it will in that romantic feeling of love can keep building, and you come to know each other even more, and you move into, you become enlightened together, and soon you're into this really deep spiritual romantic love, and that's what I kind of walk away with. So I think we covered that. And I was reading about the tantric stuff. Mm-hmm. I could go on about tantric stuff, but we won't. We need to do a whole show on that if we're going to do it. But
that would be neat.
Yeah, it would. It's of a, you know, the tantra takes it into another spiritual level, and so I'll just let it go at that. But that's, you know, sitting, looking into someone's eyes, looking into their heart, and just really trying to feel their soul, and move, and, you know, exercises to do that. Anyway, we can go ahead and take some callers. If you all want to go ahead and do that. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. We got one here, 909. We'll pick that up.
Hi.
Hi, 909.
Hello.
Yeah, and this is who?
Okay, my question is, yeah, I've had my boyfriend probably about 4 years now, and I don't know if I'm just hypersensitive or if, but sometimes I've named his alter ego Mitt because sometimes he is just like another person. And is it just me being hypersensitive, or is there times when he just like disconnects? And I don't know. It's hard to explain, but
I didn't hear everything you said, but
could you give us your name again, too?
Denise.
Okay, thank you.
Right. I know,
it looks like
hypersensitive.
Go ahead. You're hypersensitive, yeah.
And
is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's, there's times when he's just like somewhere else. I've actually have an alter ego name for him. Which is Mitt, because his name is Tim. Is it just me?
Just you, is it just you being hypersensitive and him, and you're wondering about that between the two of you? I know I feel the same way. I'm hypersensitive too. And there's no doubt we are. Mm-hmm. We discuss it all the time. But I'm seeing but don't feel funny if you are hypersensitive. That it can be a real gift to be that way. And then it has the other side to it. But I was seeing it looks like a hummingbird, and it turns into a dolphin also. So, but let's just go for the hummingbird and see what hummingbird says to you here. I know the hypersensitivity, it can be a real gift, and it can be can go the other way too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Let's see. I'm sorry to take so long.
It's okay.
Well, Jan, I think you're fine. I think you're. I just kind of want to quick jump in too, so we don't spend too
sure.
long on this. But I'm agreeing with Jan there. I think that you probably. I'm getting that you are a little hypersensitive, but it's not a bad thing. It's actually good. I am myself. So you pick up on things that other people wouldn't, and you can use that to your advantage.
Right.
So don't take it as a bad thing, okay?
Yeah, I'm picking the same thing up too. I pull the awareness card on you, and I'm feeling, to put it in another way, I'm feeling that you have some empathic kind of abilities there, intuition, and I know myself, I'm an empath, and when people say things to me, they can push my triggers, and I want to jump, and I have to stop myself and go. Okay, why am I doing this? Where's this story from? As a matter of fact, at the beginning of the show, I almost started to say, there's in a relationship, there's a shadow effect going on where when you look at the other person, if they make you angry about something, a lot of times you're looking at the other person and they're reflecting back to you what something that makes you angry about yourself. So when I get in a situation like that, if I'm getting angry, I try and get out of it and get back to myself and go, okay, where's that story coming from? I want to, you know, I want to find it and delete it. And so I feel like, and I, and my angels and guides are telling me it's going both ways with you guys, you know? So they're going, try and pause between your react, don't react, but respond. Pause when you, and go, why am I having, be curious, why am I having that feeling? And
okay.
That's
so
what
it's
I'm picking up.
More from our past than from what's going on in the present. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's, you know, when we grow up from 1 to 6, where all our peers and everybody tells us all these stories about who we are and what life is, and we believe them. And then it goes on from there, and half the time we're living our life just reacting to stuff. And we aren't mm-hmm. really stopping and thinking, we just react. And I'm picking up that you're kind of empathic. Do you feel like you have any spiritual gifts?
Yes. I fought them for so many years and kind of like subdued them, but I've been trying to get back in touch with so many things that I've tried to run from for so long.
Yes.
Oh,
listen to
don't run away from it.
Yeah.
Well,
listen to
I
your
did
intuition.
When I was little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to
of,
your intuition. Listen.
Mhm. Sorry, Chris.
Listen to your heart. Listen to your intuition.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
If and I'm telling you, if when you step into that situation, if you feel yourself getting carried into a, I call them dramas. The other person, you push their trigger. And they say something, and it's an invitation into a drama that's going to cause anxiety.
Right.
And you, if you pause for a moment, you can go, you can make a choice whether you want to go there or not, and go, you know, we may, you know, why don't we talk about this later or something, and go and think about what, okay, what happened, what just happened, why am I feeling that, what, who told me that I, you know, where's that story coming from, and is that resonating with you? Are you understanding?
Yeah, the problem is getting him to talk even days later about the simplest little things is kind of like pulling teeth, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I get what you're saying, totally.
I work
yes.
with a provider like that, yeah. I mean, I'll be, like, fine, and then she'll step in, and because I am empathic, I mean, it could, there's just, like Chris said, those little triggers, and within 5 minutes, I want to stab her with diazepam, so... I mean, it's because it's just, it's what we're feeling from them. And you can actually use that to your advantage, honey. So don't run from it. Use it. And, you know, just
okay.
take that step back and say, okay, why am I feeling this way? Why is this, you know, why is Tim coming out? Or, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
And you can separate yourself from that. It's very hard, but you can do it.
Okay, I'll have to learn how to do that.
Take a
yes.
really deep breath and take a step back from them if you have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll definitely try that more often.
Okay,
right, well,
we're
going
to have to
let you... Insight.
Okay, thank you, Denise. Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy
bye,
Valentine's
Denise.
Day. Yeah.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me for just 1 second. And I'm sorry for this dead air. I just knocked off one of my hosts. So here she's back.
Uh-oh.
Angie, I knocked Angie
oh.
off. Okay. Okay,
Chris?
We're going to take the next. Yeah.
There you are.
I know. Okay,
I'm like,
sorry
all right
about
now.
That.
No, I don't have any needles in my hands here, Chris.
Okay.
You're safe. There's no diazepam around.
Okay. We're going to take another caller here. 979, we're going to pick up. And
hello?
97. Yeah, hello? Who's this?
Hello. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I'm so neurotic about this.
No
Jan. Hi, Jan. I know. Oh my gosh, Jan's my like one of my very first friends since we were 6 and 7. And here I am. Okay.
Sheree.
Okay.
Sheree,
and this isn't even romantic.
Sheree, listen, you have to meet Chris and Angie. Angie and Chris, this is my best friend that I grew up with, Sheree, and she was my maid of honor, too. And we went to school together all our lives.
Pretty much all of them, yeah. Okay, all right. I am not at all worried about romantic love, and I understand what you're saying. And, Jan, your poem was wonderful, by the way.
Oh, good.
And I can't even believe I'm talking on this right now. I'm having a breakdown. Okay, I have rescued many animals recently that I've worked really hard at helping. And
can you just tell them what you do, Sheree? Just like
I take in injured and orphaned wildlife. But the animals that are upsetting me right now is a turtle that's mine and a snake that I got from a rescue from a seizure of animals where the woman had like 20-something odd dogs and a snake and rats that were meant to feed the snake and blah, blah, blah. And I thought I was doing really well. I was so impressed with myself, and I'm like, yeah. And then today, it's like it seemed like the snake that I rescued and one of my turtles and some of the things maybe taking a turn for the worst, and I'm having like sort of a breakdown. And I'm like, am I being tested? What am I? Did I get like over? Like, am I not like as humble as I should be? Why am I having these problems right now? And so that's, you know, I called because I was like going, am I doing something wrong? What's going on? And so that's why I called.
Aww.
I know.
So awesome.
And my snake's face.
You're not doing anything wrong, for goodness sake. Sheree rescues so many animals for so many years, and she's an expert at it. She knows everything about animals.
Well, that's why I'm like going, okay, I think I do, and now am I getting my ego too high and I'm going to get knocked down again, or what's going on with me?
Oh, wow.
You know,
because
I love animals. I love wildlife. Mm-hmm. I love pets. I love them. I love everything.
I know.
Except for some humans. But anyway, that's a different story. But I'm just like, what is... So anyway, I'm just like upset because the snake's face got all swollen and he was bit by a rat that was left in the cage with him that shouldn't have been, and he's got mouth rot, and I thought I was doing everything right, and then today he just looks really bad, and I'm just, you know, and I'm like, what's going on? I don't want to be taught another lesson. I've learned so many, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Sheree, I don't think it's anything that you've done. I think it's just, if they're stressed out too, you got to keep that in mind. You know, the funniest thing, I rescued a kitty, and the moment you started talking, she come up here and jumped up in my lap.
Oh, I have a little puppy right now.
Mm-hmm.
That I hope doesn't die. So I just will take in whatever I can take in, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's you, sweetie. I think a lot of it is, like, stress with the animals, and they're going through a lot, too. But it's not, I don't think it's anything that you've done. Chris, is there anything that you're feeling?
You know what? I pull some cards, and my guides, I swear, I have not mentioned this, but my guide just went as Mercury retrograde, and it's being bumpy right now, and for you. And so I don't think it's like Angie said. I don't think it's anything you're doing. I just think it's what's going on, and it's being a little bumpy. And you know, soon you'll pull out of it. And you know,
I want everything to live. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sweetheart, I know it's hard. It's hard, isn't it? But I don't think that this is you at all. I think it's you know, there's just a lot of stress, and especially when you take on, you know, we rescue animals, and
I just don't think that this is you. I mean, my kitty's actually purring just listening to you talk.
Really?
Aww.
Mm-hmm. She is. She's sitting in my lap purring right now. So I think that whatever is going on with the animals, it was just meant to be, you know, and they're probably stressed out because of just, you know, like humans, I think that they remember, you know, they feel it just like we, you know, if we have bad experiences in the past, that just kind of sneaks up on you. And I mean, even though that you're this good, loving force, it's just stress. It could just be them releasing stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why don't we let it, Jan address it? She's Jan's friend.
Yeah,
for a second. Did
sure.
You pull a card,
Jan? Jan, address me.
Jan
knows my entire pretty much life story.
Oh, yeah, but you, both of you said,
so don't use my entire life story.
I'm not going
to
use anything.
Okay.
I'm not going to use anything. Okay.
Okay.
Because I got something as soon as you got on, but I love what they both said, and I completely agree with them, too. But let me tell you what I saw, okay, Cherie?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So what I saw was this horse, and you were riding on this horse. And you're riding around up in the clouds, and you're relaxing. And it's not just any kind of horse. It's a unicorn. So what that's saying to me is that the unicorn's coming in for you and picking you up and taking you on a ride. And it may be that you just need to take a little ride up in the clouds. And the unicorn says it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interest that you've suppressed until now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits and elemental kingdoms, such as the fairies and sprites. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? And,
no.
I
know I need
I
to.
Know.
My children see fairies, and I'm supposed to have them all over. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, I haven't seen them because my mind apparently isn't letting me go there. But I totally
mm-hmm.
understand what you're saying.
Yep. And so it's just saying to get some of that artistic stuff going for yourself right now, maybe
okay.
a little bit more. I already know that you're into that, the music and all of that, and maybe so you need to just take a break or something. You know what I mean? It also
mm-hmm.
says you're highly artistic and creative, and you're attuned to Mother Nature, and you are Earth Mother and Earth
mm-hmm.
Animal Mother too. And so it says you work in the fairy realm already, so they're already around you whether you see them or not. And it just seems like maybe you just need, and you're such a caregiver, and it just seems like you need to just take a break a little bit and not take this on as something that you've done or anything. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
you don't do anything to these animals. You are a healer. That's all you do. You're a healer. But maybe you need something to be given to you now. You need to have some creative or some nice healing stuff back for yourself and start nurturing yourself a little bit. That's how
well,
I'm taking
the unicorn.
Well,
those are things I've wanted to do in a long time. It's
mm-hmm.
really hard, though, when you have animals coming in all the time.
Yeah.
But the thing that kind of scares me a little bit is that, like, with mm-hmm. the snake and the puppy, well, I can't do too much with the puppy at this point, but you know, it's legalities because they were seized by the, you know, by animal control and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
and from a person, and so they were basically alive when I got them, and so, you know, of course, on top of all that, I don't want anything to happen to them that's, you know, saying I did something wrong, which is scary, you know.
To the puppies,
and,
you mean? To the puppies?
Well,
or
to the mostly to the snake at this point. You know.
Okay.
And if I just don't want anything to happen to it, you know, and I really want it to live. And today was not a good day. I just yeah, I just noticed things that weren't good. And I've tried everything to be doing the best I can, and I hope I didn't overdo mm-hmm. anything. And that scares me. Like, did I overstress it by trying to help it? I mean, because it was in pretty bad shape because of the rat fight. And I'm just hoping I'm, like, doing what I need to be doing and not getting too much ego involved, because I try not to do that.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. so I'm just, like, I just want it to be okay, you know, because these animals that are supposed to live so long, I really want them to be okay.
Of course.
So it's been really hard, you know, because
yeah.
they're not always okay. You know,
yeah,
and I have to
you
all
do the
other
you
stuff.
Can. You can
with
only
that.
Do the best you can for them, right?
Yeah. I just hope I am, because I'm not a vet. And so that's the mm-hmm. part that's hard as well, because I'm not a vet and I can only do what I can do. But I just want them to be okay.
Yeah.
Jan, can I ask you a question for a minute?
Yeah.
We're supposed to give away a free reading tonight. I did mine mm-hmm. on Sunday from last week, the one I gave away. I gave it to Wanda. Mm-hmm. Would you like to give Sherry a free half-hour reading for our prize tonight?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We will let
that'd be
that
so
will
cool.
be our prize. That would we'll let.
Thank you.
And then we can, we'll because we need to move on, but I know you're needing to talk, so that worked right in perfect for that. So
uh-huh.
okay.
I don't
well,
know how all
I'll
that
let...
works. I don't know how y'all do
I'll
it.
I'll call
after.
You up, Sheree.
Okay,
I'll call you up
thank
and,
you.
And
I just didn't
want
to stress you out at all. So
no.
Okay, that's
I, that
cool.
Won't be stressful. Okay. I wanted to give you a reading anyway for a long time.
Okay. I want to just tell you, I know you got to hang up, but Jan is like one of the most wonderful people in the world, and I'm so glad she got accredited, and I'm so glad she's doing as well as she's doing now, and I'm so proud of her, and I'm so proud of you, and thank you guys so much for taking my call.
Thank
you,
Sheree.
I love you.
Well, thank you for calling.
I love you. Okay, thank you, guys. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, sweet. We love you too, Jan. And we are proud that you got accredited.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to do a commercial here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do some commercials. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put your name in there. And they pick people out and give prizes to them throughout the month. And so just go in there and put your name in there. And you know, it's kind of like a lottery. They pull people out and give prizes to them. And also at Blue Moon Treasures at www.jethrosmith.net, they have a lot of who is sponsoring a lot of the programs. You're sponsoring this program. They have he has stones and protection oils and stuff there, and I would highly recommend that Jethro's protection oils. He personally mixes those things, and they're really good. So, we're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/group/wildpsychics. So get in a little bit of commercials there from me, and then I'm going to play a song here, and we'll come back and take a few more callers. So okay, here we go.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Okay, here we are, Psychics Gone Wild, Tuesday night. Oh, introduced the program twice tonight. okay, I didn't know that was the introduction I was clicking on, but it's
okay.
A nice little song. So,
yeah, it is.
Okay, we'll go to the next person here.
I'm sorry, I just had that thing in my head that Marie goes, hello again. Oh, sorry. My horrible
okay, that's okay.
Humor there.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We're having a good time. That's what matters. Talking about romance. Okay, we're going to pick up 715 here. You there, 715? Hello? Okay, 715 did not pick up, so we're going to go to 856. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, and who's this?
Where's Maria from Jersey?
Maria, okay.
Hey,
do you have a question
Maria.
For us?
How are you?
How you doing?
Doing good. Getting the bad energy off of me with this bad cold.
Okay, now I know that you I recognize you so much, and I'm trying to, but I can't even remember what you were talking about the last time we talked.
Let's think about a relationship. Whatever you can pick up with a new one, new and brighter one in my life.
You're wanting a new one. Is that what you're saying?
Right, new and brighter.
Okay. I'm waiting for the animal to come in. Let's see. It's a little poodle dog. That's what it is today.
Yeah.
So that's, we're going to go right there. And let's see. Keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer in the spirit of service, and show your love and appreciation in ways to people who are closest to you. And you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. I don't know if that's true. And
yeah.
When someone needs, okay, good. When someone needs something, you're often quickest to respond. And
yeah.
But it says here you may be in need of companionship, and there's a little bit of a challenge here for you. So I would just, oh boy, think about, with this animal here, it's saying do some service, you know, like, some volunteer service. I don't know if you're able to do anything like that, because you may not have time or anything like that. But sometimes, just even a little bit of that can just help move the energy. Is the way I would look at it. And sort of sometimes when you do volunteer services, things come back to you in tenfold. You know what I mean? And some of the stuff that you're wanting or wishing for will come to you quicker. I hate to say it that way, you know, but it does. And without trying to, you know, plan or scheme that, but actually it really does work that way. You know what I mean? When you do stuff, just for the sake of doing stuff for, you know, like volunteer work or whatever, It really does. Good karma comes back to you. So I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but I'm just saying that may be a possibility for you. And just think about that if that, you know, sometime. And I'm just going to pass it over to one of them who wants to take it.
Janet, you think we're on the right path there.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, basically what I was getting was what you were getting. I mean, I think that, how do I want to put this? Chris is wonderful with words. Well, you know, I think, like Jan said, the more you put out there, and the more you put out there with real, like, true intent, the more that you want to do just for the sake of doing. I think that if you find something that you really get into, I think that's where this relationship is going to flourish and where it's going to come out. So, I mean, I would like to see you get out there and put some good things out, do some good things, just because you like to, not because you're looking for this love.
Got it.
Yeah, I agree. So, are you in a relationship right now? And he is. It's not working. Is that what I'm picking up?
I don't know if you call it a relationship. I don't even know if we're in one. It's just he is getting addressed on my end. He has to do what he needs to do and move it along. And he got not yelled at, but he got reminded again today. So he has to do something for me today that I'm not anywhere near the town or anywhere close to it to get there to do what I need to do to finish it off.
Yeah.
So,
well, let me tell you the card. Yeah, let me tell you the cards I pulled. I pulled the Crown Chakra card, which means do you feel like you have spiritual gifts? Can you lean into those in it at all?
Yeah, and he knows I'm capable of doing it.
Yeah. Okay, I pulled a Crown Chakra card, which rules this whole reading I pulled. But I did pull the Disruption card, but it's in the past. And I pulled the Stand Your Ground card in the present. So the card is saying, yeah, you did the right thing, standing your ground. And then I pulled the Fulfillment of Wishes card in the future, and the Foundation and Achievement cards for the which went underneath it for the roots of this. So what I'm seeing and what my guides are telling me is that there's been you talk to him. There's been disruption, but lean into your spiritual gifts, call on your guides and angels. And I'm getting some rushes right now. That's what my angels and guides do to me when I'm getting hits, and they're going, let us help you. Pray to us, talk to us, let us, and we will help ease the emotional, stuff that's going on with you right now and help you move through this. But I can hear your energy, and I can tell there's been a disruption there. But it's saying that you stand your ground, you stood your ground, and if you lean into your spiritual gifts, and the guides and angels will help pull you through this. And can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just lean into them and call on them and feel their presence with you, and just be there with them. Get in that zone. Get in that state of being with your guides and angels, and they will help bring peace for you as you move through this. But I'm seeing a happy ending to this. But it might be a little bumpy right now.
Yeah, I know I have to take it slow and redo the friendship with him, and he has to understand that too. I would have done it myself, but he knows I'm not in the area to do it for myself. So it's kind of hard. I can do what I can do on the phone line, but I can't do anything else to reinforce it for myself, basically.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, well, I, we need to go ahead and move on.
Cool.
And
appreciate it.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day. I know that I'm not trying to be facetious, but you know, okay, happy Valentine's Day, and we will keep you in our prayers for sure.
Right,
okay.
Thanks. Take care,
okay,
Rosemaria.
Thank you, Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, and I'm going to go back up here, and I'm going to do a little bit more advertising, because go make www.psychicsgonewild.com. Please go there, put in for prizes. It has our names there, and you can click on it, and it'll take you to our sites, and or give you our telephone numbers, our email addresses, and you can go to Blue Moon Treasures at www.jethrosmith.net and look at the protection oils and necklaces and stuff he has there, and you can buy those. And I'm going to do a little bit of upside down here stuff, because I'm just now realizing I did not introduce anybody today. So Jandrake Bakke, mm-hmm, is a certified psychic, professional dancer, born into an environment of governmental investigation with a mystical path of extensive experience from the brevity of life and living in the moment to genuine true love and spiritual insight. Ask Jan about her personal totems, being in the zone, and the intuitive abilities of finding missing persons, which she has been working on with some people, and she is good at that. And you can reach Jan. Yes, you are. And they can reach you at Jan Drake 007 at hotmail.com. And then Angie Mitchell is a gifted empath and tarot reader. Her studies into the paranormal began when she was 15 years old, and she has since learned how to deal with a variety of spirits, both dark and light. Angie is well versed in house cleaning and able to pick up on the feelings and vibrations of both spirits and people. And you can reach Angie at Angie's Readings, Angie's Readings, Readings, at gmail.com. And I myself, I'm an empath. I've worked with the tarot, and then I work with the tarot, and it kind of opens the door for me to listen to my guides for clarification about what the cards mean. Sometimes my guides just tell me to put the cards down and listen. So I get my readings from different ways, different angles they come at me. But I'm basically an empath, and I pick up on feelings and energy when I'm talking with people. So that's where my readings come from. And you can reach me at Intuitive Chris White, INTUITIVECHRIS White, WHITE, at gmail.com. And so, do either one of y'all have any more comments you'd like to make about romantic love? We're coming up on Valentine's Day, or... Hello?
Well, no, I was just
surprise.
Yes.
We're getting ready to hit the 5-minute mark, so we're going to go out here in a minute. But
okay, so super quick. You know, I was going to talk about when I first met, like, my husband now. You know, I felt that immediate, like, soul connection. And that does happen, and I do believe it. But I just think, you know, and this is where I got that whole thing where you can be in love with the idea of love, that when I had, you know, met him, I was actually married to someone else before. And I, you know, you can. It's so easy to just mix up the whole infatuation with the romantic, that you can walk mm-hmm. away from the romantic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
It's just not, it's, yeah, I mean, and it's there. It's that soul connection and yearning. Sometimes it just needs a little bit of time to grow.
Yeah.
And I agree.
I think our guides and angels definitely kind of, you know, we can say, oh, this, you know, look for this within a year. But, you know, it's all up to where you're at and how open you are and what's you know, you're ready for the universe to give you.
Yes. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll comment on that, that as I was reading, researching today, I know we're doing Valentine's Day, and we're coming up on Valentine's Day this weekend, but as I research soulmates, soulmates really don't have to be, you know, someone we're in love with, you know, in a sense. Soulmates can come into our lives and just be friends or be just be people around us that help us move through our kind of life situations that we're having to deal with and help us grow more towards that enlightenment and finding our path. And so I will say I looked at the twin flames thing, Jan. It gets a little complicated, so I'm not going to go there. But that's a big difference between soulmates and twin flames. They aren't the same thing.
Big
difference. And so, you know, soulmates can be male, female. You could be a female, they could be a female, they can be a male, or male, female. It's basically, you know, they come into your life to try and help wake you up to what reality is. And
I feel Jan, you have a comment? We were friends for a long time.
Yeah.
You and your husband?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were friends for a long time. I just happened to get lucky enough to marry him.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Nice. And the other thing about soulmates, too, is that it doesn't have to be. It can be your mother or your brother, or it could be different. It doesn't have to be like a romantic thing like you're saying. It could be soulmates can be any person, really. And but yeah, that twin flame thing is a whole nother ball game, and I think it's a really interesting.
it's very interesting, as a matter of fact, that whole shadow thing and the mirror thing, I will mention that about the twin flames. Your twin flame comes in and it's an identical copy of you, in a sense. And and so as I was reading that, it took me to the shadow thing, that sometimes, you know, when you feel yourself getting angry at someone, it's that I tend to back up and go, okay, what am I getting angry at myself about? What is it in me I don't like? And I want to back away and look at that. And a lot of times I will even go, can we talk about this later? I need to think about this. And so the twin flames is kind of the twin flames, they come in, they meet. One of them will look at the other person and go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know all that dark energy was there, and turn around and run. And and they have a name for him, the runner. So
call Andy Mitchell.
Really, really. Anyway, having talked about that, I just want to say one more time before we get off the air, to reach Jan Van Drake, it's Jan Drake 007 at hotmail.com. Secret Agent Jan. And to reach Angie, you can reach her at angiesreadings@gmail.com. And then to reach me, you can reach me at intuitivechriswhite@gmail.com. And you can also call me at 813-295-3345 if you can remember that. And we're getting ready to go off the air here in just a few seconds. So I wanted to get that in there. Go to www.psychicsgonewild, put in for prizes. Go to www.jethrosmith.net. Look at the stones and the protection necklaces, protection stuff he has there. And visit us on Facebook, Psychics Gone Wild. And with that being said, I think we're getting ready to take off here in a minute. Y'all have anything last to end the episode with? Goodbye.
Thanks, Lori and Sue. Yeah, goodbye. Thanks, Lori and Sue in the chat room. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We love all you guys, and happy Valentine's Day. And certainly enjoy love this week. So. It's going. So we'll talk to y'all later.
Bye.
Bye.